Well, I knew it wouldn't take long before this guy got involved in the, if there's something going on in the country, in the United States or Canada, and it's anti-government, usually this guy gets involved. And of course, we're talking about Michael Moore. And the article at the Wisconsin State Journal says, protesters have aroused a sleeping giant. I'm not sure he's talking about if he's the sleeping giant or somebody else. Anyway, he goes on to say, protesters in Madison have aroused a sleeping giant in the national fight for workers' rights. Filmmaker Michael Moore told thousands at the Capitol Square last Saturday as rallies opposing Scott Walker's budget proposals wrapped up their third week. According to the dipstick Moore, right now the earth is shaking and the ground is shifting under the feet of those who are in charge, said Moore, the Oscar-winning maker of Bowling for Columbine and other documentaries like Fahrenheit 9/11 and Capitalism, a Love Story. According to Moore, America's not broke. Wisconsin is not broke. The only thing that is broke is the moral compass of the rulers. Well, we all knew it wouldn't take long for Michael Moore to get involved in something that's anti-government. And whether you believe in unions or not, whether you believe in collective bargaining or not, getting Michael Moore involved in something like this will do one thing. It'll put a lot of money in his pockets. I'm not sure about those who are protesting or those who want to get collective bargaining rights. But Michael Moore is always there to benefit himself. That's just my opinion. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.